out and about in Western agriculture. The Food and Drug Administration is currently revising their draft rule for the Food Safety Modernization Act, and that has some growers wondering about a farm food safety plan. Cooperative Extension San Luis Obispo County Director Mary Bianchi says most growers already have a lot of those policies in place.
I think what most growers are recognizing is that many of the components of a food safety plan are already a part of the documentation that they accumulate throughout the year for other programs, whether it be their nutrient management program, their irrigation program. All of those are components of the food safety plan. It's a matter of understanding what additional information they might need to be documenting on an ongoing basis and putting all that information together in one place where they can talk coherently with agency person, another grower, a food safety auditor, or a buyer about what they consider to be important ways that they're protecting their product from potential pathogen contamination.
Bianchi says Cooperative Extension believes continuing education is going to be part of the act once it comes out, and they're preparing to make that available for growers.
Our understanding is that the final rule will call for 8 hours of continuing education on food safety for all producers who are covered by the rule. The Produce Safety Alliance from Cornell has worked with many Extension people across the country to draft a curriculum that includes the information that we consider to be important for growers across the United States. That, of course, needs to be adapted for our growers here in California, and we'll work with that information and hopefully other agricultural organizations to make sure that our growers here have access to the education that they need to comply.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.